That Monday in Manhattan started like any other. Laura Schroff, an advertising executive at USA Today, was rushing through the city streets when she heard a small voice asking for spare change. Like most New Yorkers, she kept walking until something made her stop and turn around. There stood Maurice, an 11-year-old boy with untied shoelaces and hopeful eyes. Instead of giving him money, Laura offered him lunch at McDonald's. That simple meal became the first of hundreds of Monday meetings that would transform both their lives forever. What makes us turn around when we've already walked away? What invisible force connects two people from entirely different worlds? Maurice lived in the notorious welfare hotels of New York City, surrounded by drug addiction, violence, and neglect. Laura enjoyed a successful career, a comfortable apartment, and all the privileges of upper-middle-class life. Yet in that McDonald's, as Maurice devoured his Big Mac and fries, the first threads of an extraordinary connection began to form, one that would prove stronger than the vast social divide between them. Maurice's childhood unfolded in the shadows of New York City. His father's drug addiction and violence had fractured the family, leaving deep emotional scars. At 5, Maurice witnessed his father attacking his mother, a trauma that forced premature maturity. Home was a single room in a welfare hotel, surrounded by drug deals and violence. When Laura visited the Bryant Hotel, the contrast to her life was stark. Urine-soaked stairwells, flickering lights, and graffiti-covered walls revealed systemic neglect. Children played among drug paraphernalia while their parents struggled with addiction. Maurice's mother, once full of dreams, had succumbed to substance abuse. Yet Maurice remained remarkably resilient. His first visit to Central Park with Laura exposed his limited experiences, but also his openness to new possibilities. His joy over a simple ice cream cone revealed the child beneath his hardened exterior. What Maurice craved most wasn't expensive gifts or grand gestures. It was predictable in an unpredictable world. Their Monday ritual became sacred, a stable point in his chaotic life. Laura taught him to set a table, wrap leftovers, and complete homework, ordinary activities that took on extraordinary significance for a boy who had never known such consistency. The simple brown paper bag Laura prepared with leftovers became particularly meaningful. "Nobody ever makes me lunch," Maurice once said, his voice catching. That bag represented being thought of, cared for, remembered, things many children take for granted, but Maurice had rarely experienced. When he asked Laura to attend a school event as his parent, it revealed the depth of his trust. His specific request that she wear work clothes reflected his pride in her professional success and his desire to present her as a figure of stability to his teachers. At school, Laura met Miss House, a teacher who recognized Maurice's potential despite his behavioral challenges. This alliance between the two women created additional support, addressing both his academic struggles and his need for consistent positive reinforcement. The structure and expectations Laura provided weren't just about teaching manners. They were about showing Maurice that someone believed he was worthy of investment. Maurice's first visit to Laura's sister's suburban home revealed a world he'd never known. Individual bedrooms, spacious lawns, and family meals around a table. Simple pleasures like swinging and bike riding became moments of pure joy he rarely experienced in his urban environment. "Is this what regular families do?" he asked during Thanksgiving at Laura's apartment, watching parade floats. The question highlighted how different his concept of normal was from others. Christmas brought unprecedented gifts and affection, contrasting sharply with his past holidays. These experiences weren't just about comfort. They were glimpses into different ways of living. Maurice began to envision a future with stability and connection, inspired by the family bonds he witnessed in Laura's world. Each new experience showed him that his circumstances didn't have to define his destiny. Laura had built an impressive career in advertising, rising through male-dominated ranks with determination. Yet, beneath her professional success lay an emptiness, a yearning for deeper purpose. Her relationship with Maurice challenged her priorities, especially when her marriage to Michael revealed fundamental differences in values around including Maurice in their lives. Maurice faced his own struggles, his grandmother's drug use, his mother's cycles of addiction and sobriety, and the challenges of adolescence. With Laura's guidance, he developed resilience and, upon becoming a father, committed to creating the stability for his children that he had found through their relationship. What began as charity transformed both lives. Laura discovered meaning beyond professional achievement, while Maurice gained not just support, but a model for building trust-based relationships. Their connection evolved from mentor-mentee to a profound bond that reshaped both their futures. The passage of time brought profound losses for both Laura and Maurice. Laura's brother Frank, scarred by their father's abuse, died at 52 after battling health issues. Maurice lost his mother just as they were rebuilding their relationship following her achievement of 3 years sobriety. Through late-night conversations, they helped each other process grief and the complex emotions surrounding these losses. Their connection demonstrated remarkable resilience, transcending traditional friendship boundaries. They developed an intuitive understanding of each other's needs, often providing support before it was requested. Maurice transformed his experiences into community action, creating mentorship programs for young Black men facing similar challenges. After earning his GED with Laura's encouragement, he pursued college education and built a construction career that supported his community work. His initiatives created a ripple effect, extending the invisible thread of connection to others in need of guidance. Both Laura and Maurice converted their painful experiences into gifts for others, demonstrating how deep wounds can become sources of wisdom and compassion. Laura's 50th birthday celebration became a testament to love, with Maurice's touching tribute, "If not for you, I wouldn't be the person I am today." Their story embodies the ancient Chinese proverb of the book's title, "An invisible thread connects those who are destined to meet, regardless of time, place, or circumstance." This metaphorical thread, woven through kindness and respect, created a bond that enriched both lives. Their journey demonstrates how small acts of kindness can ripple outward in unexpected ways. By acknowledging our shared humanity and responding with compassion, we have the potential to change lives, including our own. What invisible threads might be tugging at you? Laura and Maurice's story reminds us that transformation begins with a simple decision to stop, turn around, and see another person with compassion. In that moment of recognition, life-changing possibilities emerge.